Tono Bungay, Book the Third. The Great Days of Tono Bungay by H. G. Wells. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Chapter the First. The Hardingham Hotel and How We Became Big People. 1. But now that I resume the main line of my story, it may be well to describe the personal appearance of my uncle as I remember him during those magnificent years that followed his passage from trade to finance. The little man plumped up very considerably during the creation of the Tono Bungay property, but with the increasing excitements that followed that first flotation came dyspepsia and a certain flabbiness and falling away. His abdomen, if the reader will pardon my taking his features in order of their value, had at first a nice full roundness, but afterwards it lost tone without, however, losing size. He always went as though he was proud of it and would make as much of it as possible. To the last his movements remained quick and sudden, his short, firm legs as he walked seemed to twinkle rather than display the scissor stride of common humanity, and he never seemed to have need.